come now.
Morning early risers, before starting the exercises, I must warn you against eating a heavy breakfast.
There, that guy just reminded me that I've got to reduce.
Now, have your orange juice and I'll be back on the air in a few minutes.
Now I can't have any cheese.
I like you just as you are. I think you're perfect.
Do you? All right. Pass the cheese. Thank you. How's the coffee?
Delicious. But I'm afraid it'll keep me awake all day.
Don't worry. Eat and drink all you want. There are no high prices and no cover charges.
But the crowd in the honky-tonk can only see you now.
Don't ever give me away, Jim, or you'll lose a lot of customers. The boys would never pay $2 for a 10-cent bottle of ginger ale to see me in a house dress puttering around with a lot of pots and pans. A red-hot mama isn't supposed to get that way from hanging around a red-hot stove.
Gee, how different you, the real Sophie Leonard, are from the Sophie Leonard the world thinks you are.
That's right. Before the public, I'm a sizzling spud. At home, a cold potato. And that's what I want to be, Jim. Just a cold potato. You don't know how I hate this life. How I want to get away from it. Broadway has been very kind to me, Jim. But after all, it isn't the real life that I want to live. And I'm sick of it. I want to live like a real human being. I want to say good morning to the people when I'm getting up instead of when I'm going to bed. Jim, I haven't said good afternoon to a soul in a long, long time. And I don't hi-hat anybody.
It doesn't always have to be like this. If you'd only...
Now, I know what you're going to say. And remember, I told you, we mustn't talk about that yet. Not for a while. Not until I've done everything I want for my Betty.
That's very wonderful for you, sir. But I wonder if it's worth the sacrifice.
I should say it is.
But remember, sometimes...
I know. Not my Betty. She's different. Bless her heart. You should see the letters that I get from her. Oh, that's too cute for words. Look at this one here. Look here. To be sure, to show the cook how to make those pancakes of honey I used to make for her when she was a little girl. To show the cook, as if I need a cook. I who used to be the best pancake maker in Hartford 20 years ago. And I'm going to make something new sometime. Wait till you taste them.
I'll bet they're good.
Good, they're great.
Sophie, there's nothing I like better than to go on eating your pancakes for the rest of my life.
Jim, I must say this for you. You are the first man that has ever wanted to marry me for my pancake.
But speaking of Beth, reminds me to ask her something.
What is it, Jim?
She hasn't the slightest idea yet of what you're doing, has she?
Why, no. Not the slightest. She still thinks I'm a concert singer.
I think I'd better be going.
You mean good morning?
I'll pick you up this evening.
Thanks very much. Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Well, here we are, merry and bright. Have you had your orange juice?